England vs India, Shubman Gill and Yashasvi Jaiswal make Headingley hundreds, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-06-20T17:42:07.933Z, description colon India captain Shubman Gill and opener Yashasvi Jaiswal hit sublime centuries as England toil on day one of the first test at Headingley, Gill and Jaiswal tons punish England toss decision. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, Gill marks first test as India captain with century, Stephen Chamilt, chief cricket reporter at Headingley, published, June 20, 2025, 18:35 BST, 402 comments, updated 59 minutes ago, first Rothsay test, Headingley, day 1 of 5. India 359-3, Gill 127, Jaiswal 101, Pant 65, Stokes 2-43. England, yet to bat. England won the toss scorecard. Shubman Gill marked his debut as India captain with a century. An opener Yashasvi Jaiswal added a sparkling ton of his own as England toiled after winning the toss on the opening day of the first test. Following the retirement of superstars Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, India proved the future of their batting is in safe hands, while at the same time showing England what they are up against in this five-test series. The tourists moved to 359-3 on a sticky, oppressive day at Headingley. Jaiswal, the 23-year-old opener who destroyed England in India 18 months ago, crunched 101 and Gill elegantly stroked his way to 127 not out. Gill's ongoing partnership with Rishabh Pant is worth 138, Pant ominously poised on 65 not out. Ben Stokes' decision at the toss will be pored over. Despite the heat and a pitch offering no obvious encouragement for the bowlers, Gill said he also would have fielded first. And, after making their choice, England were collectively below par with the ball, failing to exploit the swing on offer throughout the day. Stokes himself was the pick, bowling briskly for his 2-43. This ground has a long history of teams coming from behind to win tests and England are far from out of this one, though have left themselves vulnerable to a changing weekend weather forecast that could be perfect for India pace magician Jasprit Bumrah, toss treble. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played, media caption, it's gone aerial. Jaiswal hits tongue for 6. On the 10 occasions they have won the toss in home tests since Stokes became captain, England have batted first only once. The previous 6 tests at Headingley have been won by the team that bowled first. It is a luxury to evaluate Stokes' decision in hindsight, and it may yet prove to be the correct one, though cricketing logic around the surface, overhead conditions and rapid outfield suggested Friday was a batting day. One other factor that should have been taken into account was the England attack. Chris Wokes has bowled little on his return from an ankle injury and neither Josh Tung nor Britton Carse had played a first-class match at Headingley before. Perhaps they would have been more effective bowling with England runs behind them. Still, to focus on England's shortcomings would do a disservice to India's young batters, who were magnificent. For all of the superstar qualities of Kohli in particular, India never won a test series in this country with him or Rohit in the side. This new-look team have made a strong start in their bid to end that wait for success in the UK, stretching back to 2007, Jaiswal and Gill lead India. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played, media caption, fabulous innings from a fabulous talent, Jaiswal reaches century as India take control, Jaiswal plundered 712 runs when these teams met in India at the beginning of 2024 and simply picked up where he left off. Too often England offered width and he gobbled up the scoring opportunities with drives and cuts. He was discomforted on 19 by a Carse blow to the ribs, an area England did not explore often enough. Jaiswal also struggled with pain in his right hand as he approached three figures. A dab into the offside completed a 6th test 100 and continued a remarkable record that has seen the left-hander make tons in his first matches in the West Indies, Australia, and now England. It was the first test century by an Asian opener at Headingley and Jaiswal has the most runs of any India batter after 20 tests. A stand of 129 with Gill was ended when Stokes rushed one into Jace Walls off stump. By this point, Gill was into his drives, pulls, and touches behind square on the offside. The 25-year-old captain could have been run out on one, but Ollie Pope's throw at the non-striker's end missed the stumps. On 97, Gill had to dive for his ground after Pant refused a single to Stokes at mid-on. When Gill drove tongue for four, he had his first 100 outside of Asia and became the fifth Indian man to mark his first test as captain with a century. He completed his emotional celebrations with a bow to the dressing room, the new skipper leading his team from the front, England feel the heat. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played, media caption, Kars dismisses Rahul as England make breakthrough, regardless of the toss decision. England would have to bowl at some point in the match and better than they did on Friday. They were without the injured Mark Wood and Gus Atkinson, while the excitement over a potential return for Jofra Archer will only grow when he plays for Sussex on Sunday. Recognizing the need to bowl full at Headingley, England did at least push it up early on, though that allowed Jace Wall and KL Rahul to drive their way to an opening stand of 91. When Kars had Rahul edge a drive to Joe Root at first slip, then Stokes had debutant Sai Sudarsan caught down the leg side, India were 92-2 at lunch and honours were even. That was the best it got for England. Only Stokes, looking supremely fit, was a threat across the afternoon and evening. As England rotated the pacers from one end, off-spinner Shoaib Bashir was toyed with by the visitors. Pant announced his arrival by skipping and belting Stokes straight for four. From then on, he curbed his aggressive instincts to support Gill, but could not resist one straight flay off Bashir for six. England eagerly took the new ball with 20 minutes of the day remaining. Pant got down on one knee to sweep Wokes through mid-on, whacked Kars back over his head, then hacked Wokes for six. It summed up England's chastening day. I loved it. Reaction: to play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played. Media caption, Bales go flying. Stokes bowls Jace Wall for 101 with brilliant delivery, India opener Yashasvi Jace Wall, speaking to BBC Today at the test, it was very special, it meant a lot to me. I just wanted to get in and do something for my team, for my country and for myself after the work I have put in. I loved it. England bowling coach Tim Southee to test match special, it was a tough day but we will get our opportunity to bat soon. We will come back tomorrow and try to make some inroads. There were two great knocks, Jace Wall and Pant are class players. A lot of guys chipped in around those knocks too. England bowler Mark Wood on test match special, it's India's day. The pitch got better as the day went on and India's batters showed class. To play this video you need to enable JavaScript in your browser. This video cannot be played, media caption, Stokes dismisses Sai Sudarsan for a duck as second India wicket falls, related topics, England men's cricket team India cricket, more on this story, notifications, social media and more with BBC Sport, published January 31st, comments cannot be loaded to load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 402, top stories. Liverpool sign Leverkusen's words in pound. 116M deal, published 41 minutes ago, live. Build up as British and Irish Lions face Argentina in Dublin, 4,482 viewing 4.5k viewing, Gill and Jace Walton's punish England toss decision, published 59 minutes ago, elsewhere on the BBC, the man who unknowingly became a reality TV star in Japan, Sophie Gravia and Christine McGuinness discuss dating stories, an outrageous comedy about high school seniors, the rise and fall of FHM, the UK's best-selling men's magazine, elsewhere. In sport, Liverpool sign Leverkusen's words in £116 million deal, Pope, Bumrah, Bashir, how England v India will be won and lost, he's got such an aura, Farrell's rise to Lions' top job. Hampton's rise to England goalkeeper, have the Club World Cup's innovations been good or bad, the next Vettel or Verstappen. Meet Fionn McLaughlin, more than 400,000 empty seats at Club World Cup so far, Napoli smell blood and target Premier League's discarded stars, the mind behind cricket's 100 on his Prem relaunch, judged on one night, the cost of defeat in boxing, how a mountain changed Wales' mindset as they seek Euro highs, Premier League fixtures, find out your club's schedule, 5 Live Sport, all about. Audio 5 Live Sport, all about, hope you get cancer, Bolter shares her online abuse with BBC, horrifying, BBC Sports Croft on online abuse in tennis. Video horrifying, BBC Sports Croft on online abuse in tennis, the tumult in the Ingebrigtsen fairy tale was never far from the surface, F1 Q&A, should McLaren have allowed Norris to pass teammate Piastri, in pictures, sporting photos of the week, summer transfer window reopens, who could be on the move, ask me anything, the BBC Sports Service designed to serve you, home news sport business innovation. Culture Travel Earth Audio Video Live, Terms of Use about the BBC Privacy Policy Cookies Accessibility Help Parental Guidance Contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us, Copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, window __web_app_config____. window __initial_data_data_:\data\global_navigation, country=\end\language=\engb\end\service=\commercial\backslash:\colon\backslash name\backslash:\colon\backslash global\navigation\backslash:\comma\backslash props\backslash:\colon\backslash country\backslash:\colon\backslash it\backslash:\comma\backslash language\backslash:\colon\backslash eng\backslash service\backslash:\colon\backslash commercial.